News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller earlier this week sent a letter of condolence to French President François Hollande following the recent terrorist attack in Paris. In the letter, Mrs. Simpson-Miller expressed her deepest sympathies to the government and people of the French Republic, adding that Jamaica's people were saddened by the assault. The Prime Minister also stated that Jamaica condemns the attack on what she describes as one of our greatest and most cherished freedoms, that of freedom of expression. She also says Jamaica stands in solidarity with the French Republic during this difficult time. On Wednesday, two masked gunmen invaded the Paris offices of French media house Charlie Hebdo, killing 12 persons and wounding 11. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the Jamaica Constabulary Force is to expand the features of its Stay Alert mobile application this year. The aim, Mr. Bunting says, is to build on the current benefits of the app, which include enabling members of the public to send distress signals to the police and provide GPS coordinates of their location during a crime.
We launched in 2014 the Stay Alert app, which really allows people to communicate with the police, to become intelligent sensors, to send a panic signal, which would be equivalent to calling 119.
In addition to the panic button feature, the Stay Alert app has the iReport feature, allowing persons to anonymously report suspicious or criminal activities using text messages, videos, photographs, or audio recordings. The Ministry of Education is advising that important changes have been made to the content and test questions for the social studies and science components of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says there has been a 25% reduction in the course content for the social studies curriculum, while the test questions for the GSAT exam have also been reduced from 80 to 60. In addition, changes to the teaching and learning of science now emphasize students gaining mastery of general concepts and basic scientific principles. Dr. McLean says changes to the GSAT exam and curriculum are intended to reduce the course workload for students while maintaining the quality and standard of the knowledge imparted. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be stepping up its efforts to clamp down on scammers who take money from Jamaicans promising jobs overseas where none exist. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says persons found in breach will be prosecuted. In the meantime, the minister is urging persons to do the necessary background checks before engaging employment companies or individuals promising jobs.
There are a lot of people on the road walking with briefcase and dark glasses, offering you opportunities and charging you all sorts of money. Tell your brothers and sisters not to accept it. There's one legitimate place that deals with this matter, is right here at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. One place that clears the employment agencies, it is the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, operated by the government of Jamaica.
Minister Kelly was speaking at a ceremony to send off the first batch of farm workers for 2015 on Tuesday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.